there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $8,200, which is up 6% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $353, which is up 1%. Ripple is currently at 24 cents, which is up 4%. And Litecoin is currently at $71, which is up 1%. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
The first story today is a great way to start the week. Goldman Sachs predicts Bitcoin price consolidation around $8,000 before continuing up. So this is going to be discussing why they have this price range in sight and also what other things are going on in the market. What's pushed this up? So let's get into the story. The breakneck speed rally of Bitcoin has left investors wondering where Bitcoin would finally stabilize. Goldman Sachs believes the $8,000 mark would be a consolidation level for the current rally. Where does the rally stop? Bitcoin's price may have smashed through the $5,000, $6,000 and $7,000 levels over the past few weeks, but technical analysts expect it to go higher. The level at which consolidation is expected to occur is $8,000, according to Goldman Sachs. In a note to investors, Goldman Vice President Shiba Savari wrote, "The market has shown evidence of an impulsive rally since breaking above $6,044. Next in focus is $7,941. Might consolidate there before continuing higher. Long-term trend is up." While Goldman Sachs has continued against traders expecting a rapid surge against $8,000, they expect it to go higher after some consolidation. Referencing Elliott Wave Theory, Safari writes, "Given that this is just a third of five waves up, the implications are that Bitcoin has potential to run further over time, double the previous target. The current target price of $8,000 is double the price of $4,000 predicted by Shiba Safari just 4 months ago. Given multiple factors including government regulation, hard forks, and new links to mainstream finance to tend to the influence of the price. Looking at a price chart in isolation, it is not sufficient to make a reliable forecast. Multiple analysts, including Ronnie Moss, has revised their predictions upward for Bitcoin." Boom. Let's get on to the next story. The second story today, which is an absolutely crazy one, I thought I'd bring it to the attention of the listeners out there, is regarding Bitcoin Cash and how potentially this is going to be the new, quote-unquote, Bitcoin to rule. So let's get into the story and let me know your thoughts. Bitcoin Classic shuts down as staff claim Bitcoin Cash will rule in 6 months. Bitcoin Classic has confirmed it is shutting down as developers claim Bitcoin Cash, BCH, will become Bitcoin by May 2018. In an official statement Thursday, release manager Tom Zandi praised Bitcoin Cash and said its validity meant that Bitcoin Classic had fulfilled its promise. "It is now up to you which chain will gain the most traction. It is now up to the next billion people to start to use Bitcoin Cash. In at most 6 months, I'm sure we'll drop the cash and call it Bitcoin," he stated. Bitcoin Cash shot up in price over 35% in anticipation of a new hard fork set for November 13th, reaching its highest value almost since it debuted. In the aftermath of SegWit2x apparent failure, funds appear to be flowing into the rival Bitcoin fork as investors hedge bets over the duplicate chain appearing. The fact that the legacy chain is stuck at 1 megabyte, and likely always will be, confirms the Cash's chain's viability. "Now the markets will decide," Zander added. Until news of the hard fork, Bitcoin Cash was largely held as a sideline position beyond significant publicity efforts led by Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver. Now, further public support is coming from cryptocurrency figures, including Rick Falzink, founder of the Finnish Pirate Bay and regulator Kommenter. Ver himself this week also confirmed Bitcoin.com would only advocate and deal in Bitcoin Cash. So this is a poll done by Cointelegraph, a news article. And here's the question. Do you think Bitcoin Cash will become the official Bitcoin? 27% of people said yes. 73% of people said no. So it shows where the people's heads are at with this. Bitcoin Classic is a fork of Bitcoin that was initially launched on February 10th, 2016. The soon-to-be-defunct project's aim was to increase the transaction capacity of the Bitcoin by increasing the block size limit. What a story. Please let me know your thoughts on that one. Email us, tweet us, contact us. Let me know your thoughts, because I'm not sure if I'm too au fait with Roger Ver's trail of thought on this one. Let's get on to the next story. The next story is not to do with the crypto world, but it's to do with adoption with large institutions, with the technology underlying the crypto world. So let me get into the story, and it'll all make sense very soon, I do promise. JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs trialed DLT in equity swaps pilot. A major group of financial firms, including JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, have conducted equity swaps over a distributed ledger DLT system. Using the Axe Core distributed ledger platform from startup Axony, the pilot, which has also included BNP Paribas, Credit Suisse, and Citi, saw the banks process equity swaps from start to finish. The trial looked at the potential of DLT to streamline the way swaps are made. So by carrying out trades across a network where all parties use the same valuation data and share the same books, in theory, payments can be processed nearly instantaneously and disputes over transactions will be less likely. Greg Schwitz, CEO of Axony, said in a statement, equity swap data is infamously complex and difficult to manage, making it a terrific fit for distributed ledger technology. Following on from proof of concept from late last year, the pilot tested tasks like trade creation, amendments, swap aging, and dividends. The performance and privacy, although it was conducted entirely in test environments, none of the trades were with real money or changed, and the money didn't change any hands, according to Bloomberg. Axony uses a standardized data structure for the swaps, built-in collaboration with the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, ISDA. The collaborators also put together a governance framework to be used in a productive network. In May, Axony closed a $20 million Series A round that saw the participation from banks such as Citi and investors like Andreas Horowitz. What a story. We're seeing the adoption in the big banks. They want to be part of the party. The DLT, distributed ledger technology, it could definitely help in many different ways and add value to the current system. So let me know your thoughts on that story. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
Let's get on to the top Twitter tweets. So today we've got two crazy tweets which I've picked up in the last 12 hours. And I think that they really sum up today's show to a T. And they also sum up what's going on in the industry to a T as well. So let's get on to them. The first one's from Samson Mao. And you can go follow him at Exilion. You can now only pay for Bitcoin transactions with Bitcoin itself. Those complaining about high fees are actually complaining that the price of Bitcoin is too high. It is a lack of basic math / logic or just malicious FUD to pump alts. I think that's a super interesting tweet and I definitely recommend going to follow him. The second tweet today is from Max Kaiser and you can go follow him at Max Kaiser. Wash trading gold speculators, keeping price down, are using proceeds to buy Bitcoin. Is this gold's ultimate utility value? Another great tweet. Go follow them both. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
The ICO we're going to go over today is called Etherlend, and this is by far the most exciting ICO I've seen over the course of the weekend. So Etherlend aims to enable decentralized lending globally by allowing crypto-to-crypto borrowing. All borrowings will be secured by cryptocurrency, including ENS domains, as collateral. Everything is done through smart contracts, so that the whole process can be done in a trustless and transparent fashion. Interest rates, premiums, and collateral are solely decided by the participants. Sample use cases. So, participating in ICOs by borrowing Ether using a user's existing cryptocurrency holding, margin trading by increasing leverage, financing for blockchain startups for ICO marketing by pledging ICO tokens, unleashing the Ether locked in ENS domains, Etherlend allows crypto-pegged return in the same amount of currency and fiat-pegged price of cryptocurrency in fiat is used for the loan value. Loans depending on the user's needs. So let's dig down on the facts here. So the project name is called Etherlend, token symbol L-E-N-D, lend, which is pretty cool. You go check them out at www.ethlend.io. The hard cap is 37,600 Ethereum, and that's going to account to 77% of total token supply. So one Ethereum is going to equate to 25,000 LEND tokens. The maximum market cap at ICO on a fully diluted basis will be US $18 million, assuming current price of Ether at $360. The bonus structure, one Ethereum equals 27,500 LEND tokens for the first 200 million LEND. After that, one Ethereum would equal 26,250 LEND for the next 100 million tokens. Pre-sale whitelist. Whitelist registration ongoing at the website. Pre-sale, 6% of total LEND tokens sold at conversion rate of one Ethereum, which equates to 30,000 LEND, is over. ERC20 tokens, so it's based on the Ethereum blockchain, and the timeline, November 25th at 12 p.m. GMT, is going to be up and running, and you can start contributing to the crowd sale. So some of the concerns we have had: the platform only deals with crypto-to-crypto borrowings, so it's not as convenient for people who want to loan in fiat compared to blockchain projects that provide crypto-to-crypto or fiat-to-fiat lending. However, it also means that there will be less regulation restrictions for ETH lends compared to other projects. The team members are mostly young, so they don't have much relevant experience in the lending space. I believe the CEO is currently still doing his master's degree. So they're all quite young into the scene, which is obviously not a problem, but that's a small concern we have. The ICO is only available through the Edo platform, so users will need to download and fund the Edo wallet before contributing to the ICO, which is also a bit of a drawback for a lot of people out there. They may just don't have the time to set that up if they're using my Ether wallet. So conclusions that we've thought of. For flipping, good. The market currently likes low-cap projects, and we believe ETHLEND is one of the most promising projects with the working alpha on the Marinette and high market awareness. The 6% token sold for 20% bonus should not have much of an impact to the overall structure. Judging from what happened to Oracle's network in the previous week, we believe ETHLEND will have no problem selling out with the unmet demand. So, for long-term holding, we see it as good. While the use case looks limited for now, because ETHLEND is a crypto-to-crypto platform, we believe as tokenization or real assets becomes more prevalent in future, ETHLEND is a good chance to become a market leader in the space. Combine that with the low market cap, we believe ETHLEND is a good long-term holding if the team can execute as well. And like all ICOs, guys, if the team can execute, you're into a winner. But a lot of the time, these guys don't really have a clue of what they're doing. They have really good insight into the technology side of things. They don't have a good insight to the execution, market awareness, marketing, and being able to just run a company and communicate with all people in the ICO. I'm not going to mention any names, but there's tons of ICOs that haven't done that successfully. But, you know, there's ones like QuantStamp that have done that extremely well, and they've sold out early, and they've got a loyal following behind them. So it can be done. And I think a lot of these ICOs need to study the successful ICOs out there to really build up their understanding. With that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. It's been emotional. Follow us, tweet us, email us. Share us with your crypto community out there. If you've got any questions, please let us know. We're contactable 24/7, 365. And you can give me an email directly, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. With that in mind, have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.